No, I don't think it will sink in, at least not for today. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I really can't believe the result today. And to getting the opportunity to play against Simona, I mean, that's amazing. But how it ended is even crazier to me.
Amanda, congratulations on a great win today. I know you are a big fan of the TV program Grey's Anatomy. And you have also said that if you weren't a tennis player, you would be a surgeon. So do you think that was a very clinical performance today? And can you also tell us why you think you are playing such great tennis here at Roland Garros over the last few weeks?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, I've been playing very well, but today I knew I had to do something different because playing against Simona, I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be easy, and she's an amazing athlete and player, so I was just trying to show my best tennis and trying to play actually different from what I normally play because I knew I had to do something a little bit different just to get the win, so I'm really happy with my performance today.
You were up 3-0 in the second. What was going through your mind as Simona started to mount a comeback?
Yeah, I mean, every time I had a lead and I was winning, I knew that I wasn't actually winning. I mean, I knew that she could come back at any moment, so I wasn't thinking about winning or not. I was just thinking about playing each point and trying to get ahead. And yeah, as it was getting closer, I mean, it was very tough and, you know, nerves were kicking in a bit, but I was able to make a couple winners and necessary points and just play the tennis that I wanted to play today.
Amanda, less than 2 years ago, you were the junior winner at the U.S. Open, and now you're into a semifinal here. What's the process been like from the juniors into the WTA, where you've faced obviously some challenges, but it's been a pretty quick turnaround for you?
Yeah, I mean, the juniors was fun times. There were a lot of actually challenges that I faced in juniors that helped me go transition into pros, and I mean, it's different. So, yeah, definitely I had to make changes and adjust a little bit. And I actually kind of miss juniors, but I mean, this is a new phase and it's my first year having a full schedule on tour. So it's definitely something that I'm getting used to.
You said towards the end, the nerves were kicking in, but in the beginning you didn't seem, well, from the outside anyway, you didn't seem very nervous playing Simona Halep on, you know, center court. I mean, what did you put that down to? How come you were able to approach that match seemingly without being nervous?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't look nervous is because I wasn't. I mean, I was just super excited, and I was really happy with the opportunity, and I felt really good today, like healthy, because early in the rounds I didn't really feel good. So, I mean, playing tennis when you feel good is just really good. That's why I was really happy today to get to play healthy. So, I mean, yeah, I was just going out to – I was very excited, and to have this opportunity, I mean, it's just amazing. So that's why I was playing really well in the first set, but in the second set I was like, oh, I have to do it again.
Amanda, really congratulations for your win today. Some days ago, I've asked you if you were dreaming a road through the quarter to the quarterfinals. Now, today, you've won. You answer that you were day by day. You didn't look so forward. Now, any new dreams today? Are you thinking about the match against Bartia, about what it could come?
Yeah, I mean, I always think the day before about the next round, so I've never played her before, but I'm really looking forward to it. So it should be a good match. I mean, I've watched her play a couple of times, and I think she's a very good player. So I'm just really happy that – actually, I'm really happy that I get to play tomorrow. I don't have to wait a whole day because I get really eager to want to go on the court. So I'm happy I get to play tomorrow.
Two quick ones. As I understand it, this was your first time on Chatrier, and if so, what was the sense or emotion of that? And then could you remind us how old you were when you left New Jersey for Florida?
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, the first couple of days I got here, I actually got to practice on it. So I thought it was an amazing court. And it would be a dream to play on it. And I was like, wow, this is so cool to get to practice on it. But today I actually got to play a match on it against Simona. So that's honestly a dream. I can't ask for anything else. And yeah, I left when I was about like 2 or 3. It was actually for my sister's tennis because she played college tennis, so we were moving a little bit.
Amanda, I asked Simona to describe this new generation of young women tennis players, and she said that you girls like yourself and Swiatek and Vondrousova, you have the courage that they didn't have when they were 17, 18. You have the aggressivity that they didn't have. Where does this come from? You just grow like that, or are there new methods? Because she was really shy, Simona, when she was 17 or 18.
I don't really know. I mean, I obviously respect every opponent I play. It doesn't really matter what ranking they are. But, yeah, I was going out there today, and, I mean, I'm playing Halep. She won last year, so obviously I respect her a lot. But I know I'm capable of doing a lot, and I know I can play very well. So, I mean, I never doubt my abilities, and today that showed that.
Amanda, obviously you have such a great game. Could you just take a moment and talk about your coaching, what your dad contributed, what, say, Nick Saviano, and what Jamie has contributed?
Yeah, I've had a couple coaches throughout my lifetime. So, I mean, they've all done so much for me, each coach that I had, and my dad and my mom. I mean, everyone has done a lot for me. So I feel like they've all kind of, you know, tried to adjust little things in my game, and that's what helps me today. So, I mean, they all, like, helped me in different departments of my game.
Hi, Amanda. Congratulations. What do you think about neither of the women's semifinals tomorrow being on Châtrier?
Wait, can you say the first part again? Sorry.
What do you think about neither of the women's semifinals tomorrow being on Châtrier?
Neither of them are on Châtrier? Oh, well, I didn't know that. Then where are they?
They're between Longlon and Simone Mathieu.
Well, I got to play on both of those. Oh, wait, no, I didn't play on Suzanne Langland. Okay, so it doesn't really matter. They're all beautiful courts, and, I mean, whatever court they put me to play on, I mean, I'm going to be happy. They're all amazing courts.
Congratulations. Simona Halep told that you could win the tournament. Do you agree with her?
I'm not really thinking about that. I'm just happy with today, and I'm really looking forward to my next match, and I'm just letting it all just kick in a little bit, and I'm just really happy with everything that's been happening, but I don't try to think about the future.
Amanda, hi. You're into the semifinals. You haven't dropped a set. You just beat the reigning champion. Has this process or this tournament felt easier than you might expect in terms of making your first major semifinal? Like, what has the actual kind of approach, or I don't know, are you surprised at all that you've been able to do this over the fortnight?
Actually, when I was playing on Australia, I was thinking about, like, winning it, but I mean, it seemed like such a hard thing to do. I didn't really think that I could. I mean, it just seemed, like, very difficult, and even getting past Petra, I mean, she, like, killed me in that match. So, yeah, in this tournament, I feel a lot more confident and, I mean, feeling my game a bit better than I did there, so.
Hi, Amanda. You mentioned a couple of times that you had to do something differently today against Halep. What exactly, tennis-wise, did you do differently today?
I don't know. I just play the best tennis of my life. I don't know how, and I don't know how I did it, but it just happened.
Amanda, you can you take us through what you did yesterday waiting for, you know, your match, and how did you handle it?
Yeah, I was just, like, sleeping in the locker room. I thought I wasn't going to play, so I was just sleeping. And then I left, and I was in traffic a lot because I wanted to get new shoes. Like, I was trying to find off-white Nike shoes, but then when I got there, it was like I was driving for like a total of 2 hours, and then I didn't get them, and then I was like, wow, that was a bad idea. Why am I exhausting myself right now? But then I just had dinner and then went back to the hotel, and yeah, that was all that happened yesterday.
Amanda, you're in the semis of Roland Garros, but you just said you miss juniors. What do you miss about it?
Yeah, actually, because the juniors are on right now, and I saw this girl here, and we were, like, talking because she finished juniors, too. She was just here to practice, and we were like, oh, yeah, like, juniors was so fun, like, remember? So, I don't know. It was just, like, a fun environment, and everyone was just, like, hanging out. So, I mean, it's kind of different in the WTA. I don't really have that many friends, I'd say. So, yeah, I just missed that a little bit, traveling, and, like, there were South American tournaments that I remember. I had good memories there. So, just those little memories with, like, old friends.
Amanda, you've just told us you played great tennis and you didn't think about it a lot. Do you think you play your best tennis when you are just playing from instinct and not overthinking and just doing what comes naturally on the court?
Yeah, definitely that's something I work on, just being composed, because that's when I play my best tennis, when I'm not really nervous. And I think I've done that a better job. Like, I've practiced it, and I try to put myself in difficult situations and try to face challenges and try to calm down when that happens. So, yeah, it's definitely a big thing in tennis. So that's definitely what I've been working on.
Amanda, just looking ahead to Ash, you said you've seen her play a couple of matches and obviously aware of her. What are the challenges do you think of playing Ash? And when you see her play in those matches, what do you see as a player? about her game?
I don't know. Like, I'm just going to talk to my coach about my strategies for tomorrow, and I don't really focus on my opponent that much. I just listen to what my coach will say, a couple of things, but I mostly focus on myself and what I'm going to do in that match, just based on what I practice. So.